Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
I find that it bears repeating as often as we can the supernatural element of the way that God has wired his people with endowments, this supernatural ability that we have to invoke his word, to stand on his word, and to believe him accordingly. And specifically, I want to remind us, you and me, that every expression of sickness and disease finds its origin somewhere other than in God. God does not punish his people with sickness. He doesn't use disease to, quote, teach us a lesson, end quote. And it's just not within his purview to make sick something, someone, that he gave his only son to die on a cruel cross to purchase the healing for. So you see, it would be an oxymoron, right? There's not sickness or disease in God. Therefore, those of us who believe that we are hidden with Christ in God, then this is anathema to us. We are apart from, and this is foreign to us, that sickness and disease could prevail in the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit that God has given to us. So just by way of introduction, this is a focus on not just the supernatural, but the power that God renders to every believer to use words and to use faith, to use his words and his faith to resist the enemy in the area of our physical bodies. And I just want to say this. I find that people can tend to be more familiar with sickness than with healing. And so a symptom in the body, or a series or a grouping of symptoms, brings a thought process that follows the path of, I'm sick, I need medicine, I need a doctor, whatever. We want to alter that course by believing God so that, and to be clear, the word says that in this world, in this life, we will suffer. And I think the word there is tribulation, certainly fighting a fight of sickness in our bodies. That is a tribulating experience, again, to say the least, at the very least. But the truth of the promise is so much greater. And it's not only our privilege, but our responsibility to repeat and to say, to declare, to insist upon this truth, that we want to reverse that inclination to disbelieve God and to believe the author of illness and sickness. We want to reverse that course so that we disbelieve the voice of the enemy. We disbelieve his symptoms. The enemy of God, Satan is his name, is also the enemy of God's people. Because, of course, the enemy would like nothing more than to oppress you because God loves you so much. In fact, God even loves the sinner. He loves those that are outside of his covenant plan because he believes that Jesus saw beyond the cross and saw the joy that was set before him, that every person would have the opportunity to hear the full gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and would choose to make him the one and only Lord of their lives, choose to follow him, learn from him, be more like him, and therefore benefit from this amazing, magnificent, supernatural, powerful covenant that he died to give to us. The track you want to be on, the path you want to follow with the first sign, whether that be a symptom, a pain, a fever, those are symptoms, other symptoms, or a diagnosis, the path you choose immediately is so important because words are so important. And the life that we now live, we live by faith in the Son of God who died for us, gave his life for us. Our posture, the path we follow, and the mindset we have is to invoke all of that and to, with our words, resist the enemy and to, quote, draw nigh to God. In other words, say what God says. Think like he thinks. Be who he called you to be. And that is one who champions his word and prefers his plan. You know, I have opportunities to do this, just like I have many friends, family members, many opportunities to do this. And by the way, not just in the area of sickness and disease, although that is our focus right today, but in every area of life, we have this opportunity. We live in this world, and it is chocked full of forces of darkness, evil spirits. But you see, we have the preeminence because the one we serve has the preeminence. So we do have many opportunities to resist him throughout the day. There's a way of living that I highly recommend. A little booklet I read when I was a new believer by Brother Lawrence is titled Practicing the Presence of God. And the focus in that small booklet, several hundred years old now, I believe, the principle in that little booklet is that the presence of God takes over our world, our thinking, our day, and we hear him more clearly than we hear other voices. We see him in everything. We reach for him first. We prefer him first. He has the preeminence. I highly recommend that option in whatever is the situation, because we want a supernatural outcome. We want a divine intervention. We want the divine plan. I read somewhere recently that divine intervention means that God has power over the elements. He is the supreme. He has the preeminence. And the example in what I was reading was the story of Jesus at the wedding at Cana in Galilee. In that Bible account, we read how he turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. So this was a divine intervention at the feast that day, and I've loved studying, looking into the meaning of all of that, because, you know, at first reading, you go, well, what's up with this? Why the wine? Why, you know, all of that. But he did. And having studied it more, I appreciate this truth even more. Every time I read it, every time I meditate there, I appreciate it even more. Your Father in heaven, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, have control over the elements, have power over the elements, and a divine intervention is exactly that, a manifestation there. Have you ever seen the storm calmed? Have you ever seen something that was impendingly negative suddenly turn? Well, that was probably not a coincidence. If someone was praying, if someone knew how to believe God in that instance and to declare the will of God, then my first thought is divine intervention is the explanation. You might call it a miracle. It probably was, but for sure, for certain. So this is what you want. This is the way you want to live. This is the way it goes for the life of the believer. This is the norm. This is not rare. This is orthodoxy. To believe Him and the power of His resurrection, the power that raised Him from the dead, that same power lives in me. The tomb busting, all powerful, life over death power resides on the inside of me, and tapping into that power, not once in a while, not twice a year at Christmas and Easter, but every morning, every evening, and everything in between, is the life of orthodoxy for the Bible-believing Christian. And this is what I commend to you today, because whether it's a pandemic, whatever it is, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever, He has the preeminence. He has power over the elements. And you are His messenger. You are His spokesman. How much more over your own body, your own life, your own business and career, your home, your children, your spouse, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, your government, your elected representatives. Even if a tyrant is ruling in the place of authority in the government where you live, God gives you the power of words to speak to the spirits involved and to take authority over those so that you see them diminish, fall, and give place to, give way to righteous government installed by Almighty God. This possibility, these possibilities are unlimited. This is the gospel. This is the power of God. As we pray today, let this be a reminder to you that the Holy One lives inside of you, in your human spirit. He dwells there by His Spirit, and the agency of the Holy Spirit prompts you to say and do certain things and not do certain things. Lean in, listen, and just do what he tells you to do. The mother of Jesus, Mary, said to the servants at the wedding at Cana that day, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." And also, if you say, "I don't hear him saying anything," well, then you have his word. Nonstop is his voice saying to you what to say, what to do. This is the way it is in the kingdom of Almighty God. So, Father, we do pray this way today, and we acknowledge in every place you are waiting for us, are already there. You are positioned to do what man cannot do, to rescue and deliver me, to deliver your people, and that you hearken to the voice of our cry, my cry, and that you will in no wise turn me away. My prayer for this day and every day forward is that everyone hearing will do all the will of God. As Paul said to Timothy, see to it that you do all the will of God. Follow his spirit, listen to his voice, resist the enemy of the spirit of infirmity and symptoms of affliction. Resist those in the name, the power, and the blood of Jesus. And with the blood of Jesus, resist the enemy's intrusion into your life and my life. Father, as we're praying, we do so right now. Resist the enemy with your name and your blood. And we say to every darkness and every affliction, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of the everlasting, eternal covenant with Almighty God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on Calvary. That blood that defeated you, Satan, and all you agents of Satan, that blood is against you and chases you away now. I cast you out. I cast you away. I drive you away from the proximity of everything precious to me, out of my home, out of my family, out of my physical body, away from my possessions and everything God has entrusted to me to steward. You are out. The Spirit of God, his shalom, reside here, and we follow him only. To the glory of the Father, we pray and we declare. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.